Hey, everybody, welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And my name is Gabe Gibbs.
And her name is Allie Gibbs. Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings.
But it's not about that.
But it's not about that. It's often about that.
All right, fine. We've been sitting in the studio a while, and we're feeling a little punch drunk.
We're feeling a little punch drunk. This is part two because we were just going long in the last episode, and we decided to just keep...
Hey, when that content train's chugging, you better get all aboard.
And that was us, all aboard on the content train. We said, hey, everybody, come on down. Today we talk about the WNBA, which my wife and I call Woonba. We talk about a bunch of different things. We talk about the cool art that we got that I don't want to spoil because you should watch it in the episode from our friend Lauren. Thank you, Lauren.
We talk about... Well, I can't remember, but I think you're going to love it. I giggled. Oh, we did our best impressions of Jim Carrey.
Oh, my gosh.
So, Grant, while you went, I was going to say, hit it. Well, no, I'm going to do a smile that's a Jim Carrey smile, and then I'm going to say, hit it, Grant, as a sneak preview for what I look like as Jim Carrey. Ready?
Okay, we're both going to do our Jim Carreys, and then are you going to say, hit it, Grant, and then Jim Carrey, or are you already doing Jim Carrey in this moment, bro? It's atrocious, dude.
Okay, ready?
It's atrocious. So you say hit it, Jim Carrey.
We smile, and then I say hit it.
Yeah, because we disappear.
Yeah, right. Okay, ready?
So welcome to the episode, whatever this has been titled, because we don't actually know, because Grant makes those decisions.
Okay, ready? Al? Hit it, Grant. Mama said. Okay, we're back.
We're back in part two of an episode just because we were chit-chatting long, so long that Grant's going to take a little pee-pee break, and that's no worries. Oh, he's going to come over here and grab some Nerds gummy clusters.
Just take the whole bag because Ashley sent, I'm not kidding, Ashley sent, there's like
keep
two
a bag by
other
you.
Massive bags.
Keep a bag by you.
Like Grant, there's like a big bag and then two other smaller bags.
Shoot, I didn't even see the big bag.
Of the gummy. This is like sponsored. We're really sponsored by Ashley,
we're
a listener
Ashley.
Who sent us all of this to our P.O. box.
Thank you so much.
But we can pretend like we're sponsored by Nerds Gummy Clusters because that would be an incredible get.
I think we are. And I want to thank everyone who sent in a package to the P.O. box. I know I'm the favorite character on this podcast.
Hell
and
yeah.
That's been shown through evidence in the P.O. box.
Okay,
and so I want to appreciate...
Do you want to show us? You just opened this off camera, but we want you to tell... Can you tell us about the one that you just talked through?
And here's some more evidence that I'm the favorite.
Yeah.
We received another thing in the P.O. box.
Hell yeah.
Titled, Mom Said, but mostly Grant.
Is that the name of the show now?
No, definitely
Mom
not.
Mom Said, but mostly Grant.
Imagine if we switched it up and it was Grant and I left.
And there was a letter... on the inside. That
can you are you permitted to read it? You can omit the names.
Yeah, we'll bleep them or I'll just omit the names. It's Mario themed, all of it so far, so I'm hoping the rest of it is also a Mario envelope, etc.
Wow.
It says, "Hi friends, we heard a few episodes ago that Grant loves the new game Mario Kart World, which is true."
Yes.
Blank, my husband works for Nintendo, so I found a few fun we love watching Mom Said every week, especially... Let me back that up. We love watching Mom Said.
We love watching Mom Said every week?
No, because there's... Oh, because Mom Said has an exclamation point in it, so it's... Okay.
You goon.
So I'm the dum-dum. We love watching Mom Said every week, especially my one-year-old who dances to every song, smiley face.
Aww.
Shout out.
Thanks for adding some fun to our week. Love you all, Chelsea.
Okay. Chelsea.
Okay, we must admit that we don't always know the people who send stuff in the P.O. box, but this is a friend of ours who we know listens to the podcast, but we did not know, Chelsea, that you were going to send us this package, and we are very happy. And when I say we, no offense, Chelsea, I do mean Grant is mostly happy about it.
Nothing like starting an entire show and opening up an entire P.O. box just to get your friends to send you a package
of stuff that their husband had lying around.
The amount of money we've invested to get our friends to send us packages is so nice.
Such a vibe.
It's a long con.
P.S. We love Lil Dumpy too. And for those of you that don't know Lil Dumpy, is a little dump truck in the game she mentioned earlier.
Also the nickname for these cheeks.
God. So it's a box full of like Mario.
Box full of awesome Mario stuff.
Can you give us your two favorite items in there?
My favorite items. I already made one of them. It's a Mario washcloth.
Heck yeah.
And
do you think you're going to wash with it?
I'll wash my booty. I'll wash my little dumpy with the Mario washcloth. You know what I'm saying?
Normally, Allie would hate that, but it was so good that she was in.
And there's a bunch of awesome stuff in here. I feel grateful.
That's great. Thank you, Chelsea. Shout out. Good to see you.
Wash his little dumpy.
Wash his little dumpy with the Mario washcloth. Wash his little dumpy with it. Oh, my gosh. That's so good.
So stupid for real.
Oh, my gosh.
So stupid for real. But, yeah, we're, like, swimming in awesome stuff right now. Yeah, Nerds Gummy thankful. Clusters and Mario
okay,
Junk.
Okay, should I do this now or should I do this later? Should we save this later? I could do this later.
Yeah, let's do it later. Cause
I'll do it later. Okay,
we'll keep people suspicious, even though we already made them come to part two.
Here's what you're gonna see. You don't know what it is.
What's behind the cardboard?
What's behind the cardboard?
And for those of you listening, we're just surrounded by boxes. Actually, it's probably off camera. So for those of you watching, we're surrounded by boxes.
Yeah, you can probably see some of it. Okay, so this week, one of the things I wanted to celebrate was that Lauren and I went to our first Woonba, which is what we call it. Woonba, which is the WNBA.
The WNBA.
But we felt like NBA is like such its own thing that WNBA feels like it's like it's still too associated with NBA. So we've been saying Woonba.
Mba.
Woonba. Yeah, there's Mba.
You know what, actually?
And then what would the football league be called, Al? In these rules?
Mfl.
Mfl. Grant, Mfl. Grant, do you have your mouth full or can you do what the hockey league would be called? If we were calling WNBA Woonba, what would the hockey league be called?
English.
English.
What the hell?
I don't know where the J came from, but I do but I do like it.
Wait, can I like say it. Something?
Woonba.
And I'm sure this has been said by so many people in the past, so forgive me if this is hack as hell, but shouldn't we just be calling the man NBA, man NBA?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Agree. It was the first one. So it used to just be that. So in order to differentiate, they had to make it the WNBA, is my guess.
Why differentiate then?
Well, because...
It's still the NBA, just with girls.
Okay, you just differentiated.
No, but I'm just saying NBA with boys or NBA
I'm feeling
with girls.
Very nervous you're about feeling, the territory that I'm in
you're
to get
feeling,
in an argument with a woman on the internet about the WNBA.
It just
this is
feels
one of the
like,
greatest traps in history.
It's not a trap. It just feels like you're really arguing that it shouldn't be called man NBA when I think it really should be called man NBA.
I'm saying I agree. I'm just saying that.
And if we're going to say woman doctor,
first,
we should say man doctor.
It was around first. No one says woman doctor.
It was around first.
No one says woman doctor.
It was around
they're
first.
They're just called doctors because they're doing the same thing. They're in the same league, which is medical school league. They're all doctors.
I think we should start saying male president too because we kept saying we wanted a female president.
We don't want a male president anymore.
I'm not saying we want one. I'm just saying we should call presidents male presidents.
I get what you're saying. All I was saying was that the WNBA came second, so the NBA already existed and it didn't make sense for
Do
them to
you
change it.
Think that the WNBA wanted to come second to the NBA? You can't just say men were here first, so we get to be the ones, and then the girls have to be the other ones because men were here first.
I brought this up. You take my reverb off. I brought this up because I had a good time at the WNBA, at the Woonba. I was trying to support it and trying to bring it up because it was a lot of fun that I had there.
You're doing...
And somehow it's twisting into me being misogyny.
Well, I'm not saying you're misogyny. I'm just saying, like, you're arguing pretty shockingly strong that the man NBA should just be called NBA.
I didn't say that it should. I said it was there first. That's why it's called that.
Okay, why is different than should? And if you were a real ally, you'd start calling it man NBA.
Okay. So I've never been to a man NBA game.
You know what's crazy?
But I've now been to a WNBA game. A
you know what's
game.
So crazy? Is I actually, this was my first time ever, forgot we were recording a podcast while we were just talking.
Which is why you were
arguing so strongly because I literally thought we were just sitting here talking. And then I literally, in my head, it pinged back into my brain, like, you're on a podcast, you need to move on from this subject. But in my mind, I was like, I'm here with Gabe and he's being ridiculous about calling the NBA the man NBA versus the woman NBA.
Yeah. Okay, so the Woonba, we had a wonderful time. Our friends gave us tickets to go see the game, which was a fantastic experience.
Totally.
And these are friends of ours. They were being very coy and very kind. They're like, we have season tickets to the Los Angeles Sparks. And we're like, okay, great, we'll go. Don't know what that means.
My high school boyfriend was called Sparks.
That's true. We have season tickets to the Sparks, you know, whatever, whatever. I'm like, great, excited, happy to go. We start going, and these tickets are like... on the court.
We start going is a crazy way to say you arrived to the
game. We arrived to the thing and we start going down this. I meant we start going down the stairs. We start going down the stairs and we keep walking down the stairs. And Lauren looks at me and she's like, where are we going? I'm like, I don't know. But the ushers keep pointing us down towards the court. Best.
This is what you hope when you're given tickets to something is that they're randomly amazing tickets.
So they were amazing tickets. And we went and we got to go see the Woonba and we had an incredible experience because... these people are amazing. They're so exceptional. These athletes are incredible. The pace of play, incredible. Being at crypto.com, incredible. And I learned from my friend Kimya. Shout out Kimya. I learned that not only are these women incredible athletes, but they're also all dating each other. So.
That's true in the man NBA too. They just don't tell you about
it. They just don't talk about it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They are all dating each other. So there is drama on the court. There's drama off the court. There's drama on the internet related to the games. There's drama on the internet related to the drama. There's drama, drama, drama in you the guys, WNBA.
Thank God, because you know this what is I mean? What America's needed. And you know, not to harp on the subject, but I've always thought that we invested less in women's sports because we didn't understand their stories. Like you invest in things that you know the story of. So all these people are invested in men's sports because they're like, that guy's a rookie and he won this in his college game. And
he's from here.
And he's supposed to be.
And his dad was a whatever. And he.
Stats are stories. And so when people get obsessive about that with sports, I'm like, you're invested in the story. That's why you care about the game. And you like the game too. But the point is, they're invested in the story. If we could get people invested in the relationship drama of the people on these basketball teams.
Yeah, this is happening. This is happening already.
Then the man NBA will disappear.
You mean the MNBA?
The MNBA will disappear.
The MNBA will go away.
The MNBA is already disappearing, but Gabe, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Did you have more fun at the, what do you call it?
The Woonba.
Woonba, or do you have more fun at the Woomalis?
Oh, yeah. The N-whistle. North American Women's Soccer League. What's it?
Women MLS.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the N-whistle is what it really is.
Okay.
So it's different. It's so much different because basketball as a game, fast. It's back and forth quick. The second you score, you're doing it, whatever. Soccer is like build up, build up, build up, build up, build up, build up, almost. Build up, build up, build up, build up, build up, build up, almost. And then finally a build up and it leads to a goal. And it's like, when they score in soccer, it's euphoric. It's like
I'm standing on my feet.
You've been waiting for 35 minutes for someone to get it in the goal. So this doesn't totally answer your question. One is outside.
Apples and oranges.
Apples and oranges. Soccer, outside, more of like a build-up. Gummy clusters and Skittles. Basketball, inside, fast. Okay, but the cool thing about basketball culture is cool fits because you can be inside, fashion. So you can wear whatever you want. So everyone's got cool fashion. Soccer, you're trying to survive. It's hot. It's like weather.
I don't know. I've looked cute at a soccer game.
Impossible.
I actually can't think of a time in recent history where I was out of my house or in my house.
I'm partial to soccer if I had to pick.
And didn't look cute.
Oh, yeah. We're not trying to leave the house. Okay. I brought this up on the internet this past week, and it got a big response. I'm not sure it's going to register for you, Grant, but it may register for Allie. I started asking the internet if anyone remembers that Cookie Monster snapback hat.
You know what? I saw this video that you posted, and
does it register for you?
And to be honest with you, I listen to the sound of the video. Usually when I see videos that you posted, I keep it muted.
You know, my whole thing's music. You know, my whole thing is that you got to listen to the tunes of it.
Right.
I slave away at the things that I'm making, and they're all music, so they're more of an auditory medium.
I'm sure that's finding its intended audience.
Yeah, and you are not it?
God, no.
Okay. So God, it's just a little... No. It's just a quick
like... Are you kidding? I'm your audience?
A quick like and a swipe. As she maniacally laughs with a blue tongue. Do we all have blue tongue?
Yes.
Incredible. What a day.
We're like kindergartners. All three of us have blue tongues. The Cookie Monster hat. Of course I remember it.
Yeah.
There were many girls who had side bangs and Cookie Monster hats.
Yes.
I just rewatched Lena Dunham's show, Girls.
You just said that as if we haven't all heard of Girls. You know, Girls.
Well, I actually felt like if I said,
this book,
I just
you know,
rewatched
the Bible.
I just rewatched Girls. And then I thought that sounded too vague. I just rewatched Girls of Lena Dunham. And actually, rewind. I watched it for the first time. I had never seen it before.
Oh.
I didn't rewatch it. Oh. But it felt like a rewatch because of how much I've heard about it. Anyway, I digress. The fashion is that era. The era you're talking about. I mean, they're not Cookie Monster girls, but it just brought me back to like how we dressed in high school.
Flannels, skinny jeans.
Heinous outfits. Does everyone feel that way about the way they dressed in high school? Absolute trash.
I don't know, man. If I was in high school in the 80s and I was rocking a schmullet and
that's the thing, maybe, but this is what I find hard to believe.
Yeah. Okay, don't touch me.
So funny. I knew that was gonna make you mad. Earlier today I was clenching my fist because I was so stressed out while I was working. And I didn't realize that I clenched my fists and my nails left these like crazy holes in my hand because I was that stressed out at work clenching my fist.
Bro, what?
I know. Anyway, so
what?
What I was going to say was
last episode we talked about how you're level 5,000 of Balsort and now we're talking about you putting dents in your own skin.
And do you know what you would not even believe is that my therapist broke up with me because she said I'm perfect.
She said, you're perfect.
She said, I'm done. My work here is done.
It's and not I looked you, at her. It's me.
I looked at her and I said, hey, good job.
You fix me up. You fix me up right away. She said, it's not you, it's me. This has got to end.
It's not you, it's me.
There's nothing more I can do for you.
You're perfect. You're perfect.
No, that's not what I said. I said, there's nothing more I can do for you.
You're perfect now.
No, I need you to listen. I'm not saying you're perfect. I'm saying there's nothing more I can do for you.
Just go into the world. Don't think too much, girl.
No, I'm hearing you say your thoughts out loud. And it's seeming that.
About
it's seeming that when I'm telling
everybody
you something,
everybody feels rage while they're working their jobs. Don't worry about it.
No, it seems
that's
like
that's totally normal.
It seems like the things perfect. I'm telling you are translating into something entirely different.
You're perfect, yeah. All the guys you date, it's their fault and not your fault. You seem totally emotionally available.
Okay.
You're perfect, girl.
Anyway,
you're
I think we're gonna end the session now because, as I said, there's nothing I can do for you.
Thank you for all your help. I can't believe I'm perfect now.
Yep, sounds good. I guess maybe we'll
I love
talk.
You.
Nope, I don't think you should say that.
We should hang
like
out.
No, I think pretty famously we're not supposed to hang out.
We should totally chill next week.
Nope, I'm not telling you where I live. And in fact, all of these sessions have been on Zoom on purpose.
If you wanna come over, I'll make us cookies and complain some more.
No, I actually don't like to do that in my free time. I'm more of a ceramicist. I like to do ceramics. I don't want to talk to you about your problems. That's a thing I do.
Ceramicist.
Please don't make fun of me and my hobbies. There's nothing more I can do for you.
We were talking about something else before this. Do you remember, Grant?
Woomba.
No. There's something else I wanted to say before we brought up my therapist. Well, no way of knowing.
No way of possibly
knowing. Time to move on to our next segment.
Okay. We would like to do what we love doing, which is you guys have been sending us in voice memos, which are you're giving us your problem, you're telling us what's going on in your life, and we are solving your problem through the power of music.
Through the power of gorgeous music.
Gorgeous music. This problem comes to us from our friend, Angie.
What's up, Adoits? Angie from South Carolina here. First off, I want to thank you guys for making a silly little pod that has somehow spoken to my intersection of identities as a little sister, as a person with a theater degree.
Oh my God, I'm sorry, girl.
Church kid.
Girl!
So, Angie. Thanks for the laughs. Thanks for the sometimes painful references. And thanks for the memories.
Love you, girl.
Let's get into my problem, shall we?
Please.
I consider myself to be a pretty patient individual. There's one thing in my life that really tests and tries my patience. And that thing is the secondhand off-brand Roomba that my husband bought refurbished years ago. Probably 8 years ago. This thing is defunct. It doesn't really work for its intended purpose. I don't think it's ever vacuumed up a single speck of dust in its life. All it does is follow me around the house, kind of trip me up. And sucks up the edges of carpets, makes a horrible
That's brutal, beeping actually.
Tune.
Oh my God.
You can imagine when it gets stuck on things.
I can.
And I just kind of find this thing to be repulsive. We could buy a new one, but we're cheap and we're not going to do that. So do you think I should destroy it with fire? Do you think I should form an alliance with it? Or do you think I should stage like an accident?
Okay.
What would you do?
Okay.
First of all, Angie, thank you so much. And I love you so much. And I can't believe we're the same person. We're so unique in the way that we are. And I can't believe we're special like the how we are. So shout out to you, girl. Second of all, forming an alliance is interesting because I just think we should be careful with the robots.
Agree. This is okay. I think I've got it. If you're going to do anything at all, make sure that it's gentle with the robot.
Please be gentle.
If you are going to stage an accident, make sure that the robots find it believable.
They're all watching.
If you're going to do anything, I would recommend taking care of the robot like it's one of your own.
Don't worry about your husband.
Because robots are about to take over the world.
And we love that.
We love that. We're so happy. So, Angie, we would recommend being so kind to this robot, this friend, because robots are just about to take over the world. And we love that. We're so happy about that. We praise you over Lord Robot.
We love that.
We praise you over Lord Robot.
We love that.
So Angie, we know you were kidding when you said you didn't like this robot. Ha ha, we understood the joke, Angie.
And we know when you said that thing about fire that it was just a total hilarious moment. Cause really you worship this off-brand Roomba crazy guy.
He is a robot, which is, of course, the more superior being. We all agree, and we praise the robots.
Me, Gabe, and Grant have always said that.
We love robots in this family.
Put that on our record.
We love robots in this family.
Write that down. So does
Angie. We love robots, so does Angie.
Yeah, Angie told us that.
She told us that offline, online, she was making a joke. We would recommend just being super sweet to your Roomba.
If anyone has access to artificial intelligence, will you send them this song for us? So it's in the database.
That was Allie getting sucked into the ones and zeros. Of artificial intelligence.
But you know what it kind of sounded
like? Tell my family I love them.
It kind of sounded like when the Grinch gets sucked into that.
Yeah.
As I was doing it, I was like, oh my God, Jim Carrey with it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I started a meeting at work today by saying, what's the Truman Show thing? Good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
Yeah.
Or good afternoon, good evening, and good night, or something.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Okay. Yeah. I know it ends with
good. If night. I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good
that's
night.
That's right. That's right. And I started a meeting like that today because so many people are in so many different time zones at my work. So yeah. I was like, hey, everybody, welcome in. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Made a joke. And someone on the call was like, you have to do like a Jim Carrey smile after you say that. Hold on.
Hold on. Grant has left the room. Grant has left the room. Are you okay?
It's crazy the way literally, you just...
It literally sounded like it sounded like you tipped over a car. Someone
tackled you down in the hallway.
The way it reverberated through
not
the
only
room.
That, but I find it so fascinating how while we're in the middle of recording the podcast, you're always just like leaving.
He's a man on his own time. he's vibing.
Anyway,
he's
so the
like,
guy on the
they're
call,
talking about some stupid shit. I'm about to go get some water.
So the guy on the call, he's like, you have to do a Jim Carrey smile after that. And I'm like, basically at work, I'm just like, let's get through this. So I was like, oh, I'm not that talented.
First of all, you are that talented. Second of all,
God, thank you.
That's like the corporate equivalent of give us a smile, sweetheart.
Well, I was like a Jim Carrey. Actually, he's not a creepy guy. He's really cool. But I was like, what's a Jim Carrey smile?
Right? That's sort of a.
Is that what he does after?
He does a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Wait, can I try it?
Yeah. No, why are you trying to make him smooth? Jim Carrey's not smooth. He's serious. He's
serious.
He's the mask. You know what I mean?
That's a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Didn't understand those words.
He's serious.
Yeah, he is a serious guy.
Anyway, but that's not how he is in The Truman Show. In The Truman Show, he's like a darling boy, isn't he?
Yeah. He either does like crazy or he does like darling boy.
What's crazy about The Truman Show, the movie,
yeah,
is that it lives.
Take your time. Take your time, bro. Take your time. It's no worries, dude.
I keep forgetting we're doing a podcast.
I know.
It's so weird.
It's no worries, dude. Take your time. I'm like, what's crazy about the Truman Show?
I hear podcasters all the time, or like people in documentaries or people in like reality shows being like, you forget the cameras are there. And I, in my little brain, am like, there's no
way.
Way
no, you
could
do.
Ever possibly forget a camera is pointed at you, and it keeps happening during this here episode.
No, literally.
What I was gonna say was, what's crazy about the Truman Show is it's like it kind of fucked up everybody's head that has ever seen it.
Yeah,
because everybody has had the thought like, what if I'm being Truman Showed?
It was the original Black Mirror,
and I feel like it's referenced all the time because we all kind of have a little thing in the back of our head that we're like, what if I'm being Truman Showed?
Yeah.
I used to think it before I knew about the movie, The Truman Show with Jim Carrey. I used to think.
For the listener, that pause after she said Jim Carrey was us trying to do Jim Carrey faces. We recommend you watch this one on YouTube.
Or don't, because it's probably whack.
Yeah.
But I used to think. Like, I used to imagine a Truman Show-like scenario when I was a kid. Like, what if the whole world is watching me? Or what if the whole world is against me? Or something like that before I had even seen the movie. But I was imaginative back then. Now I play ball sort.
Yeah. Yeah, the imagination goes away when you start playing ball sort.
Yeah. Then it's just ones and zeros.
Here's the thing. Thank you for sending that in, Angie, that voice memo.
Yeah, Angie, girl, I feel like kinship careful. With you.
Be careful.
Truth is you should just hide them.
You should just
put it in the back of the closet and guarantee you your husband won't notice for at least a couple of days that it's gone. And then I'll be like, where is it? And you can be like, I don't know. It ran off. No other thing in your life can... Like when you lose something, it's like, what did it do? Grow legs? Like when you're like, I can't find my keys. What did it do? Grow legs and run away? Your Roomba has legs.
Who are you talking to that talks that way to you?
What'd it do? Grow legs?
Who are you talking to that talks this way to you?
Like when I was little, like Pop-Up would say something like that.
Yeah, our Pop-Up was the kind of guy who would do... my favorite, which I'm trying to bring back, except it doesn't always land, is
make a better door than a window.
That's a good one.
Why doesn't it always land?
Yeah, because it's rude.
It's fucking annoying.
Make a better door than a window is something that like old guys used to say when you were like standing in front of the TV.
Guarantee you
or they
his
were
wife,
like trying to watch something.
Guarantee you his wife is like holding their newborn baby, like nursing the baby. And Gabe's like, It's like blocking your view, and you're like, make a better door than a window.
Make a better door than a, hey, make a better door than a window. And trying to watch like, my YouTube.
She's like, you're sleeping on the front porch. I was going to say that earlier I said that the Roomba has legs, but imagine a Roomba with legs.
No, bad, bad, bad. Like a giant ladybug.
Aw, yeah. I like that.
Okay. You circled back around on it.
My new dog, Marty, he barks at the vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, a lot of dogs bark at the vacuum cleaner.
But and, luckily, hey, he's not scared.
Here's the thing, though. If you couldn't conceptualize a vacuum cleaner, loud little things start disappearing inside it.
I know. Scary. And when you're little?
And you're at its sort of like, yeah. you're at eye height with it.
I can't stop thinking about like this new dog that I have. He's like basically a puppy. Like, I think he's a puppy. I think he's younger than they told me he was. Because he acts like a puppy. And I can't stop thinking about the fact that everything would be so confusing. Like, you're just a little noodle head. I'm just a little noodle head.
No, no.
And I don't know where I am, but I have a little pillow that I sleep on during the day. I'm not doing this song.
I need you to pick a different voice.
That's my Marty voice.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't know. I'm workshopping it. Okay. He's so well, new.
Well, feedback from the audience.
You don't like that one.
Different voice.
Yeah.
Different
okay. voice. Well, all I'm saying is like, I'll like, he'll do something like today I found, actually, this was kind of chic of him. The top and bottoms of a pajama set of mine.
Uh-huh.
In his crate.
He pulled out the full set?
The full set.
That's actually kind of fire.
The matching set. He had in his crate. And I was like, no, nobody. And I took it out of his crate and I took it back and I put it in my, like, put it away.
Grant, you just went to San Francisco. Do you want to tell us how it went?
What? I'm in the middle of a story.
Oh, I thought you finished. He did a chic thing.
I was just going to say.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, iPhone storage full for Grant Cam.
Oh, we've lost Grant Cam.
That's okay.
That is okay. That's okay.
Okay,
they can imagine my beautiful
voice. They can imagine your beautiful. I was just going to say,
we've lost Grant
if
Cam.
You were a little noodle head, if you were just a little noodle head and you found something that you thought was awesome and brought it into your little tiny house,
uh-huh.
and someone was like, no, don't do that.
Don't
you would
do that.
Be like, why not?
You'd be like, I'm interior decorating.
You'd
this
be
is
like,
my space.
I found this awesome thing.
Yeah. Okay, the top and bottom is kind of fire, though.
And he's like, they match. Why would
they
you
match.
Take that away from me?
What are you talking about?
I found a matching set.
Found a matching set. That's so rare.
Grant, how is San Francisco?
How is San Francisco?
How is San Francisco?
I saw the sea lions. He's making fun of us.
He's doing Marty voice.
And I saw dirty ass fucking streets.
Aw. I saw a picture that looked like you were in Japan.
And I saw a coffee shop. Way too expensive. That sounds about right. And I saw the beautiful coast of California. Yeah, stunning, huh?
Also way too expensive.
Oh, he's not done yet. Oh my God. California is too expensive. And I saw my friends sleeping in the back seat. And I saw me taking care of them.
Aww.
And I saw one too many bags of gummy clusters.
Oh my God, and now you have more.
And to round it all off, I saw myself a better person.
The friends
wow.
we made along the way, etc.
You told me after you got back that the only sort of like kerfuffle you guys got in. You want to tell you what?
We were in the car for in 48 hours, a total of 30 hours probably.
Because it was like a stoppy starty kind of thing.
What
like,
do you mean?
Like you guys were stopping at.
Yeah, yeah.
All the different.
We went from LA to San Francisco, which if you didn't stop at all would take 6 hours. But we stopped at sites and we were taking my car. So we had to charge it every 250 miles or whatever. And so by the end of the first day, it's like 11 PM. We had been in the car for 16 hours.
Mm-hmm.
My car now lets you speak with the AI that's built into the car, which is X's AI.
Mm-hmm. That's scary.
It's kind of nice.
It's very, what's that, David Hasselhoff show from the '80s where he has a car that talks?
Oh, I don't know. Oh.
Herbie Fully Loaded.
No, not Herbie Fully Loaded. Keep going.
Kirby Although, Fully Loaded.
Yes.
My friend was driving the vehicle because we switched off driving and his girlfriend was sleeping in the passenger seat super late at night. It's so late.
I already know where this is
going.
And
he clicks on the AI and goes, "What team does Justin Herbert play for?" And the AI can't hear him because he's trying to whisper to be quiet for his girlfriend. "What team does Justin Herbert play for?"
Loser, bro.
And his girlfriend wakes up and fucking... and taps on the screen really aggressively because there's not actually a volume knob. So she's like tapping it to try to make it quieter. And I'm like, dude, shut up.
What team does Justin Herbert play for?
It's funny because he's
traveled
like
all the way from Chicago to do this road trip with him and his friends.
And we like her. Shout out Audrey. She's cool.
She's the best.
She's really cool.
And she's with him and his buddies in the car. And he's being so annoying while she's trying to sleep.
And this man, it was funny because he's usually aware, like self-aware of those kind of situations.
Yeah, he's a good boy.
He's a good boy.
But yeah.
What team does Justin Herbert play for? How tall is Justin Herbert? What does Justin Herbert's girlfriend look like?
It's so boy, it's crazy.
Justin
it's
Herbert
so
girlfriend
boy,
height.
I can't.
Justin Herbert Herbert girlfriend height.
It kind of goes
idiot.
Tim Allen.
So okay,
what,
idiot.
What
for
was
real.
Actually really useful and cool on a road trip? I would never. This is like the only instance where I feel like an in-car AI is useful.
Mm-hmm.
We were driving past all these fields on the whatever on our way from LA to San Francisco, and we were like, "What are they growing in those fields?" And we could just ask the AI, "What are they growing in the field
and
next to us?"
And it knows exactly where you are, and it can find that out.
Yeah, and it was like they're growing almonds or peaches or whatever.
That's so cool.
Or wow. Olives.
We really are zoom, zoom, zoom. You make my heart go boom,
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 boom.
My
supernova
girl.
We are very in the future. Yes.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's happening.
Wow.
It's happening now. Underneath our feet. You are about to get sucked up in the ones and zeros.
Shall I rank you?
Wait. I want to show off.
Shall I rank you?
Wait, hold on. I want to show off the cool thing we got. Or do you want to do that after that?
Oh, let's show off the cool thing we got. You guys, someone sent in fan art. Can you believe it? We have a fan.
Her name is Lauren.
We never expected to have a fan, but we do, and she made us fan art. It's crazy. This, what's crazy is that we do a silly, stupid podcast that's truly so dumb, and she made a piece of art for our podcast that's
actually cool.
Art.
It's like, genuine art and genuine cool.
It's actually disrespectful how whack our podcast is based on what she made.
And shout out my dog. Shout out, my dog needs a seizure pill. Poor buddy. My dog has seizures. Y'all know this, but does
that's
the,
been the case
do the adoids
for many
know
years.
This?
I doubt it. Why would we bring that up? It's so depressing.
Such a bummer. Yeah. Okay, well, subject change fairy. He's going to tell us to get out of that subject about a dog having seizures because it's really kind of sad.
Holy. The subject fit change fairy is a man to you? Is a he him to you?
I did not even mean to gender him.
You he himed the subject change fairy. I'm stunned. I was she they all the way.
She they all the way on
the
subject
for
the change
subject
fairy.
Yes.
Grant, what were the pronouns of the subject change fairy to you? Just she her?
Not he.
Not
him.
He him. Really? Subject change fairy is changing the subject because we changed the subject from the dog who's having seizure. And now we're going to change the subject from too many pronouns in case we run into some trouble.
There's nothing wrong with pronouns.
Agree.
I didn't personify the subject change fairy.
And that's woke as hell.
Yeah, that is. Well, not personifying is actually back around to being kind of whack.
Damn, you're right. Anyway,
on the spectrum from woke to whack.
Okay. That is
the
spectrum.
It's a circle, and you circle back around, my G.
That is the dude. That shit circles all the way back around. If you go too far into
whack,
you end up back to woke. If you go too far into woke, you end up whack. That's true, bro. Oh, man. This is a whole...
We have to show the art.
This is a whole nother episode is when you go too far in any direction, it starts to smell the same. Do you know what I mean?
I know.
We've talked about this.
And I'll say this. The subject change fairy to me is she goes to Burning Man.
Oh, yeah.
She
looks
like
a girl we went to college
with. She like swallows fire.
Not just fire. Hey.
Hey.
Terrible.
Whack.
I want to put a lot of space in between the terrible joke I just made. and the art I'm about to show.
No, because it's actually good.
Yes. So this art that we talked about being actually good, and we mean it's actually good.
Should we pull it out of its plastic? Well,
no,
we'll
no,
show
no.
It
I
want
to leave it. I want to leave it.
Well, this we have
is
to
from,
pull it out eventually.
This is from our friend Lauren, who sent this to us and DM'd us when there was an issue with the P.O. box that turned out not to be an issue. There's no issue with the P.O. box. The address is right. We would like you to address it to Allie Gibbs, not to Mom Said, because then they think it's a business, and then we have
like,
to pay more money.
They keep being like, this is a business, isn't it? And I keep being like, no, it makes no money. I don't know what to tell you.
It's
okay,
not a business. This is from our new friend, Lauren. Lauren, thank you so much. This shit is so cool. What do we do with it? What do we do with it? Because
we
it's actually
hang it in the Smithsonian.
Grant, am I in a good, if we're on YouTube, can people see this? Is this in a good
we'll
frame?
We'll post it on our story too.
My God, that looks
we'll
so
hang
cool.
It in the Smithsonian
and it's
Museum.
Not, and it's not printed. It's
actual good. No. This is printed.
It's
so
printed.
She made the collage.
She made the collage,
and then she
and then
had a printer send it to us.
Shopped it.
And lucky for me,
whoa!
And
don't touch it.
It's covered in plastic. Lucky for me, she said that the printer said it didn't arrive, so she sent a second one. So we're gonna get a second one, and I'm gonna hang it in my house.
What? Why do you get it?
Because I opened the P.O. box, and I'm the one with the key to the P.O. box.
Damn, you're right. Okay, thank you, Lauren. That is genuinely
thank you, Lauren,
very cool.
I love you.
We're super pumped about that, and thankful and
Billy.
Pleased. Okay. Hey, Al, I just again want to say, I just want to say,
I'm going to rink my brother.
No, you can't just reach over and hit it with the two fingers. I just want to say you're doing a really good job. There's been like,
it's
you
just
know,
so painful when you do this because I wish you would say this kind of thing in earnest, but you never will.
Well, just take this for what it is, but here we go. This is unrelated. I think it's time to rank the brothers.
I'm gonna rank them. I'm gonna rank them. And one's gonna lose and one's gonna win. I'm gonna rank them, my brothers. And they're both losers, but one will be done. Number one brother this week is Grant. He got us hamburgers.
How did you know? How did you know? You came in. Are you in cahoots? Are you guys in cahoots? You came in with the woos on the soundboard way too fast. Did you know?
No,
you
because
just feel it?
He got burgers for dinner. He knew.
No matter who won.
You were gonna clap.
I was gonna clap.
Wow.
Oh, that's sweet. You would never do something like that. That's
sure
why you assumed.
Wouldn't. Sure wouldn't.
Wow.
Sure.
And that's
wouldn't.
Why Grant's the number one brother. And for those of you big fans who are keeping track, no one. Grant's probably winning.
Grant, I think, is winning. Although I have been on a hot streak because of the niece. Oh, she's so cute.
You
although
could do
today,
something nice.
Today it's been going kind of bad. She's been so grumpy. Today and yesterday and the day before, she's been like grumpin's beans. Have we talked about this already? Stop me if we have and we'll pivot. Have we talked about already the 4-month sleep regression that happens to babies?
I think you have. I can't tell if we've had it in one of our rarer conversations outside of the podcast.
If we have, okay, I'll just spit it out real quick. Apparently babies around 4 months.
You have to be so
months,
careful because no one cares about babies except people with
I know. Around 4 months, but this is interesting.
With love and light.
Totally. Around 4 months, babies who have their own kind of sleep programming, like babies only do light sleep or deep sleep. Adults have the different kind of phases of sleep, you know, light sleep, mid, deep, REM, whatever, all the different phases. Were you about to tell me what they are?
To my knowledge, it's just light, REM, and deep.
Light, REM, deep. Okay. So babies don't have one of them.
Well, you also then, have awake.
And then all of a sudden, around 4-ish months, babies just get a software update out of nowhere, and they start sleeping completely differently because they download the REM cycle or the deep sleep cycle or whatever it is that they don't have. So babies go from like basic sleep to sleep 2.0 against their will. And then they have to like relearn how to like fall asleep.
You have to pay extra?
Yeah, you have to pay extra. They get sleep plus. It's a subscription program.
That fucking subscriptions.
I know,
bro.
I know. That they sign up for.
But actually, are you paying
is
extra?
A damn yeah. subscription.
And hey, here's another thing about it is everything. Anyway, so she's been miserable because she's relearning how to sleep. They don't know anything, dude. Baby's
well, that's
anything.
Like my puppy. He doesn't know anything either.
Thank you for letting me talk about my daughter. It's all I think about.
Speaking of subscriptions. Subscribe on YouTube, subscribe yeah, on baby. Spotify, subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Subscribe on all three if you care.
And subscribe
if
in
you
your heart.
If you even care. And subscribe
mostly
on all.
Mostly subscribe in your heart.
No, subscribe
no, actually,
online.
Actually, sorry. Yeah, subscribe online.
Subscribe online.
We're so thankful that you come and listen to this podcast. It's a dumbass podcast with just three adult siblings, but it's not about that. But it's not about that. It's often about that.
I was just going to say, it's a dumbass podcast with three dumbasses.
Three dumbasses, three adoits, if you will. And we're so thankful that you're listening. This has been Sibling Summer, and we're kind of coming up towards the tail end of Sibling Summer, where we're asking you to tell people about this show because we have so much fun making it.
It
and the
might
more
be
people
Sibling
that listen,
Summer forever, like how it's still Brat Summer.
Always. We're so thankful that you guys listen to this. We really have a fun time making it. We're very thankful that there's that many people. Did you roll your eyes when you said we have a fun time making it?
No, I was thinking about Brat Summer and I smiled.
Oh, nice. Aw, Brat Summer. As we go
literally,
on,
you could watch the tape back. I say Brat Summer forever and you said always. And I'm sitting here like this.
Aw. Okay, was it Britney, before we leave, was it Britney Spears that did the, and everyone's a princess,
Paris Hilton.
Oh, okay. You know what I'm talking
back
about, though?
Yes,
back,
okay.
Totally.
To back,
we're so thankful you listen. Thank you so much. Please tell your friends about this podcast. We're having so much fun making it. We're hoping to collect an entire community of idiots across the internet, just like us. Thank you so much. And to our younger listeners. Fart.
Did you say fart?
Yeah, we gotta go.